We are sad about the loss of these 15 officers and men, but this does not mean that we are not continuing this fight against these lawless elements, because the Philippine Marine Corps is a frontliner in the defense and security of our nation.
Lieutenant Colonel Ariel Kakulatan, a Philippine Marine spokesman, at Tuesday's memorial to 15 slain Marines. The Marines were killed last week in an attack on an Abu Sayyaf base on the island of Basilan in the southern Philippines. On the same day that peace talks with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front were stalled for another month, sources told the Philippines press that possible links between the outlawed Abu Sayyaf and the MILF could have again stalled the peace process. The chair of the Philippines Defense Committee, Senator Rodolfo Baezon, says the links between the two rebel groups is well known, following last month's beheading of 10 Marines in Basilan.
The involvement or intermingling of the two forces is public knowledge. As a matter of fact, even the MILF itself admitted to the public that they were the ones who conducted the ambush of the Marines sometime July 10, and then is accusing the Abu Sayyaf as the one who beheaded the 10 Marines.
An official in the Philippines government says the postponement of peace talks with the MILF is not connected to the fighting in Basilan or the kidnapping of the Marines. But Senator Baezon says the MILF must be called into account for their actions in July.
That's why I think this is one issue that have to be sorted out between the two panels. And I don't know if the presence of the foreign monitoring team could help out in this disagreement, meaning the differences in the pronouncements of the MILF and the pronouncements of the government of the Philippines. But that is why I am wondering why they admitted to being the one that staged that ambush against the Marines on July 10.
With peace talks breaking down as MILF negotiators were preparing to board their plane to Malaysia, the Philippine Star newspaper said it was the government's lack of clear guidelines for the discussion which stopped the process. Senator Baezon believes the postponement may also be due to a lack of coordinated leadership within the MILF.
The problem with the MILF is there seems to be a separation of groupings within the MILF. And I do not think there is one single command or authority that controls all the so-called MILF. These police actions will have to continue, and I agree with that. Because we need to assert the government's authority over all the territories of this country. That is why in the order of the Commander-in-Chief, the President, to continue these police actions only focused on the Abu Sayyaf.
So they won't target the MILF?
Well, if they happen to be in the area of operations, that I think may not be cannot be helped unless the MILF consciously and very seriously showing that they have nothing to do with what's happening.
The government, through the peace panel, has postponed the latest talks until next month. Whether or not the MILF can be implicated with the Abu Sayyaf in the killings of Philippine Marines, the chair of the Senate Defense Committee believes the peace discussions must continue.
That is one consensus, no? That we cannot abandon the peace process because the alternative to the peace process is going to be very, very costly.